Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Commetrics University Coffee Break webinar number 2 from Thursday, March the 3rd, 2011. Four tips for better cost control on Facebook. I'm Ursi Gattaker. I'm the CTO of Sitetrap Labs and co-founder of Commetrics. We've done this for a variety of organizations, and we help them improve customer relationship management. But let me just get into a case which relates to today's webinar. We talked about the Facebook fan pages, and we've had one, of course, like you probably do. And we were also reconsidering about 4 weeks ago if it was worth the expense or if we should not change something. And one way to keep costs low, of course, is to reuse your content from Twitter or from Xing and automatically post, as is shown here on the first one where it says carrots on the upper right. On that post, I basically reposted from Twitter. But this kind of thing doesn't really work. So Facebook requires you to create special content for Facebook, and you should have a post maybe every day, but no more than one. And with every post, you really have to try to engage with your clients. And your fans are users, but users are not automatically customers. So let me explain how this relates to today. This relates to cost, which is the social media cost classification model, which we've developed at Commetrics, and what costs we should consider. Here we're going to talk about the four tips. You can read more about these posts, including the checklist, if you use the link I have here. And of course, you can get in touch with us if you need to. First, you need to distinguish between indirect versus direct costs. The indirect one is, for instance, the thread you use to sew together a pair of custom-made shoes. It may not be worth to account exactly for the price you have used for this, so you'd put an overhead charge in. And the direct cost may be the labor which the shoe cobbler took, the hours he took to really do this. And B is because 98% of your fans never come back to your site, you're going to have to think about this. And using on the upper right a measure where people, this is not a representative sample, it's only a small group, but if 33% basically say that they use Twitter followers or Facebook fans as a measure of success, I think you have to step back and redo this, because it doesn't make any sense. So first you have to have a strategy, what you want to accomplish on Facebook, then what you want to accomplish when it happens, the maintenance, and if you want to run sweepstakes or special offers. Of course, those will always attract people, but that doesn't mean that they will really love your brand or go back. And last but not least important is, of course, if this is the best place to be or if you could spend your money differently. And even if every 13th person in the world is on Facebook, that doesn't mean it's the best channel for you, and it doesn't mean that you should spend too much time on it. And your number one social media hub, as Jeremiah Ojiwang actually said, is still your blog. So if you tweet too much or if you put too much on Facebook, reconsider and go to your number social media hub, which is your blog. So what cost should we then consider if we do this? Well, you have to figure out the labor which it takes to do your stuff on Facebook, and that can be quite a lot. It may take a person an hour to do every day. Second, you have to look at the expense or the overhead. You may have office structure, you may have equipment, or you may have other things which you need to take into consideration. And third, you need to look at the actual material, such as your mobile internet charges, so people can check if they have to respond to Facebook, the software you need, the research papers or other things, so you can actually produce relevant content for your audience. And fourth, of course, again, it's like with Xing Group or with anything else, set yourself a goal and be realistic. And if you buy too many shoes, you may not have enough money to go out and have dinner. So you have to make a choice here. This brings me already kind of to the end, where I have to say, look, you need to look at your costs. You need to calculate what your costs are. You go to the link which I've shown you before, and you get access to these costs, and you can do it with checklists, so it's very easy. What the good thing about cost is that it helps you focus on the things which really matter. And the link you need for this are here. And I would also like to invite you that send us an email if you have a question. Please connect with us where you see the word network, and subscribe, of course, to our blog so you get more interesting material coming your way. This already concludes our webinar for today. It was 5 minutes. Thank you very much. And I hope you will be with us again next time soon.